Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again, trying to cut through the noise and really focus on the insights you need. Today, we're jumping right into something, well, absolutely central to digital marketing. The big ongoing discussion, maybe even debate about SEO versus Google Ads, search engine optimization and Google Ads. Both are, I mean, undeniably powerful ways to get traffic, leads, sales, no question.
Yeah.
But they work very differently. They have their own kind of rhythm, their own DNA, you could say. So our mission today, it's not just to define them. We want to break down their strengths, yeah, but also their weaknesses, things you need to know. The goal is to help you make a smart choice based on your business, your budget, your timeline. And honestly, the big reveal might be that it's not really about choosing one over the other. It's more about how they can team up. That's where it gets really interesting, I think.
That's a really key point to start with. Yeah. Because, you know, when you boil it down, both SEO and Google Ads are trying to do the same thing fundamentally. Get your business, your stuff in front of people who are looking for it online.
Yeah.
But how they do it, completely different worlds. One is like patiently building up authority over time to earn that spot. The other, it's about paying strategically for that immediate visibility. Understanding that core difference is, well, it's everything when you're deciding how to use them.
Okay, perfect. Let's unpack these two then. Starting with the earned approach, SEO. For anyone needing a quick refresher, search engine optimization or SEO, it's this whole ongoing process, really. You're optimizing your website, your content, so that search engines like Google rank it higher organically. And organically just means you're not paying Google directly for every click you get from those results. It's about showing Google your site is the best, most relevant answer for what someone searched for. Our sources often break SEO down into three main parts, which I find super helpful. First up, on-page SEO. This is all the stuff you do directly on your website pages, optimizing the text, the titles, the keywords you're targeting, even things like the descriptions for your images and how you link between your own pages, making it super clear for users and for Google's bots.
It's exactly, making the content clear and valuable.
Then there's the second pillar, technical SEO. This is more the behind the scenes stuff, but wow, it's critical. We're talking site speed, how fast your pages load. Google really cares about that for user experience.
Mm-hmm. It's a ranking factor.
Definitely. And making sure search engines can actually index your site properly. That means they can crawl it, understand it, add it to their massive database so people can find it. And of course, mobile friendliness. Huge amounts of searches are on phones now. If your site's a mess on mobile or if Google can't crawl it easily, well, great content won't save you.
That's such a crucial point. If Google's crawlers, their bots, can't easily get to and understand your site, your content might as well not exist. But here's what's really compelling about doing SEO well. Once you put in that effort, that time, and you start ranking higher, the traffic you get from those organic results, it's essentially free, no cost per click, and it's scalable.
Right, free in quotes because of the upfront work.
Exactly. But once it's flowing, you're not paying for each visitor. That visibility becomes a real asset, something that can keep delivering and even grow over the long haul. It compounds.
That compounding effect is huge, absolutely. But, okay, what if you need results like right now? You don't have months to wait. That's where the other player comes in strong. Google Ads.
Yep.
This used to be called AdWords. People might remember that name. It's Google's pay-per-click or PPC advertising platform. This is how businesses can bid to show up right at the top of the search results, often even above the number one organic spot.
Those sponsored listings you see first.
Exactly. And how it works is pretty straightforward in theory, at least. You pick keywords people search for, like emergency plumber near me. Then you write ads, little text snippets that show up when someone searches that term. And the key part is the pay-per-click. You only pay Google when someone actually clicks on your ad. Your budget goes directly towards those interactions.
Precisely. And connecting this to the bigger picture, the strategy, the huge undeniable advantage of Google Ads is just raw speed. You can literally create a campaign, target it carefully, launch it today, and start getting clicks, traffic, potentially leads almost right away.
Wow, yeah.
There's almost none of that ramp up time you see with SEO.
Yeah.
It's incredibly responsive if you need results fast.
Okay, this is where it gets really juicy, I think, putting them head to head. Understanding the core differences, the pros, the cons. Let's start with cost. We touched on this. SEO has those free clicks, right? Sounds amazing. But getting there, that takes serious investment. time, effort, maybe hiring people or agencies, content creation, technical fixes, building links. It's not actually free to achieve those rankings.
Not at all. It's an investment, just a different kind. Contrast that with Google Ads, where the cost is direct. Cost per click or CPC. Yeah. You pay for every click. And like you said, these costs vary wildly. Sources say anywhere from, what, $1 up to $50?
Yeah, and even way higher in some areas.
Oh, absolutely. Think about lawyers, finance. You could easily see $100 or more for one click. It's all about competition, really. How many people are bidding on that keyword? And Google also looks at your ad quality, your landing page. They call it quality score. That affects your price too.
Okay, next up, speed to results. We kind of covered this, but let's nail it down. SEO is the slow cooker.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good analogy. It's a slow burn. You're typically looking at minimum 3 to 6 months, often longer, honestly, to see really meaningful, steady results.
Right. Google needs time to find you, trust you, rank you.
Exactly. Whereas Google Ads, that's the microwave, immediate visibility. Ads can be live in minutes. Traffic can start flowing very, very quickly. Perfect for launches, sales, immediate needs.
What about trust and credibility? How do users see these? My gut says organic results, the SEO ones, feel more trustworthy. Like Google's recommending them because they're genuinely good.
That's generally true. Yeah. Studies often show users trust and click on organic results more. They see them as earned recommendations.
Makes sense.
But Google Ads are always marked, right? Sponsored ad, that little tag. And for some people, that might mean slightly lower trust compared to the organic listings. Although it's interesting, you wonder if that's changing, especially with younger audiences who grew up with online ads. Maybe they filter more by relevance now. Something to think about.
Good point. Okay, long-term value and scalability. SEO, if you do it right and maintain it, builds rankings that last. Yeah, that traffic keeps coming, potentially growing. Without paying per click day after day, it compounds, like you said earlier.
Exactly. It's a long-term asset. Google Ads, on the other hand, provides traffic only for as long as you're paying. It's like a tap. Turn off the budget, the traffic stops. Immediately. Mm-hmm. It's effective, but it's definitely short-term traffic only in that sense.
Right. Stops on the budget ends. Got it. And the last pick comparison point, control. With SEO, you have, well, feels like indirect control, doesn't it? You're optimizing based on what you think Google wants, but their algorithm is always changing. You have to adapt.
You're absolutely right. It's like trying to hit a moving target sometimes. You influence, but you don't directly dictate your rank. Google Ads, though, that's where you get incredibly direct control. You set the budget down to the daily level. You choose the exact keywords. You target locations, demographics, times of day.
Wow.
It's very granular. You can tweak things constantly based on what the data tells you. Much more direct command over the whole process.
Okay, so summing up the good parts. Pros of SEO, that the valuable free organic traffic once you rank. Building real brand trust, often a higher ROI in the long run. It works 24/7 and it helps your other marketing too.
For sure. But the cons of SEO are real too.
Yeah.
It just takes time, that 3-6 months plus window. It needs ongoing optimization. It's never done. Getting traction in really competitive industries can be incredibly tough. And those Google algorithm updates, they can sometimes shake things up unexpectedly.
Yeah, gotta be ready for those. Now, pros of Google Ads, that immediate visibility is huge. The laser targeted audience control, reaching exactly who you want. It's super scalable. Adjust your spend up or down anytime. Fantastic for promotions, launches, testing ideas quickly. And crucially, you get keyword data fast, which can actually help your SEO.
That feedback loop is powerful.
Yeah.
But the cons of Google Ads. Yeah, those costs add up quickly, especially if bids are high or campaigns aren't managed well. Budget can disappear fast. Traffic, as we said, stops when you stop paying. That potential for lower trust for some users. And honestly, it can be complex to manage effectively. It takes skill to get a good return. It's not just set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, brings us right back to the core question for anyone listening. Given all this, how do you actually decide which path or paths to take for your business?
Exactly. That's the big strategic question. So when does each one really shine? Our sources suggest you lean towards using SEO. Your main goal is long-term sustainable growth. If you want to build real authority, become the resource in your niche. If you're aiming for that consistent compounding traffic over months and years, or maybe if your budget is tight right now, but you can invest the time and effort consistently.
Makes sense. A long-term investment approach.
Right. And on the flip side, you should definitely be using Google Ads if you flat out need quick results. Like yesterday, if you're launching something new, product, service, and need immediate eyeballs on it.
Get that initial traction.
Yeah, or running seasonal promotions, holiday sales, things with a specific time frame. Or if you need that super precise targeting and tracking for a very specific campaign or audience segment.
Okay.
So putting all that together, what does it really mean for this whole SEO versus Google Ads thing? It really feels like that framing is wrong. It's not a competition. It's about understanding how they can work together. They're not enemies. They're potential partners.
I completely agree. If we look at the most successful digital strategies out there, they almost never choose one or the other. They weave them together. It's about creating a unified front where paid search and organic search actually help each other out, creating this positive feedback loop.
Yeah. And there are some really practical ways they do that. Like you can use Google Ads for immediate traffic, get leads coming in the door right now, while your SEO efforts are slowly building up steam in the background. It bridges the gap.
The sprint to start the marathon, like you said earlier.
Exactly. Or think about keyword testing. This is brilliant. Use Google Ads to quickly test out different keywords. See which ones actually lead to conversions, not just clicks.
Find out what works before you invest months building SEO content around it.
Yes, it saves so much guesswork and potentially wasted effort. You use the quick feedback from ads to inform the slower, heavier lift of SEO.
It's just smart resource allocation, using the speed of paid to de-risk the long-term investment of organic. Love that. And another powerful tactic is aiming for SOP dominance. That's the search engine results page.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine showing up with both a paid ad and the top organic listing for the same search. You're taking up way more space on the page.
You basically own that search result.
Pretty much. It massively increases your visibility, your click-through rate, reinforces your brand. You give people two chances to choose you.
And let's not forget retargeting. This is huge too. Someone finds your site through your great SEO work, maybe pokes around, but doesn't buy or sign up.
Happens all the time.
Right. So then you use Google Ads to show targeted ads just to those people as they browse other sites, remind them you exist, maybe offer a small discount, keeps your brand visible, and nudges them back towards converting. It's super effective for bringing people back into the fold.
Absolutely. So when you leverage both like this, you strike that really important balance. You get the short-term wins, the quick data, the immediate traffic from ads, while you're also building that long-term growth. That sustainable compounding traffic engine with SEO. It's not either, it's a strategic and. It makes your whole marketing approach much more resilient.
Yeah, resilient is a good word for it. And for small businesses, this is especially key, right? Our sources often say, look, SEO is probably your best long-term investment for truly sustainable growth, but starting out, Google Ads can be used very strategically for those immediate results. Get some cash flow, test your offers, learn about your market quickly.
That's just getting started.
Exactly. So that hybrid approach often makes the most sense. Maybe start with some focused Google Ads campaigns for that instant visibility and learning, while you simultaneously start laying the groundwork, building out your SEO for the long haul. That way you get the best of both worlds eventually. So wrapping up this deep dive, the core takeaway really isn't about declaring SEO or Google Ads the winner. That whole debate kind of misses the point. It's about understanding their unique jobs, their strengths, their timelines, and then figuring out how to deploy them smartly, maybe individually for specific goals, but often even more powerfully together. Think of SEO like planting an orchard. It takes time, care, understanding the environment, but the harvest can be abundant and last for years. Google Ads, that's more like chartering a helicopter. Immediate direct transport to exactly where you need to go right now, but it needs constant fuel and direction.
Great analogy. The best strategies often use both the orchard and the helicopter, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. They integrate them.
Which maybe leaves us with a final thought for you, our listener. If these two incredible, powerful tools, SEO with its long timeline, ads with its immediacy, are actually most effective when they work in concert, what does that suggest about building any kind of resilient strategy, really? Maybe it's less about finding the one perfect answer and more about skillfully orchestrating different approaches. How could you use the speed and data from something like Google Ads, not just for quick wins, but to actively inform and accelerate your long-term organic plans, creating that virtuous cycle we talked about? Something to think about how you might weave these different threads together in your own context, moving beyond a simple choice to build something truly robust and adaptable for the future.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.